This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the amazing fact that it's Friday, the 24th of March. Wow, Zowie. The last week of March is next week. We're a week away from the beginning of April. And is it springtime where you are? Spring is sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder what everybody is. No, it's not the quite. Come up with a different rhyme. Listen, and I'll figure it out live on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a good day. What you need to know in conversation. Some voices of newsmakers from time to time make it in here. Lots of thoughts about what is the reality coming from my mind and my mouth. And you can agree or disagree. Share, follow me in the terms of Facebook, or you can send a Twitter message at Doug Steffen or Doug@DougSteffen.com. Always in this hour on the last day of the week, the last business day, last functioning day of the program, and many of you have Saturday and Sunday off. That's swell. So put into perspective some of the things that have been talked about here, but in general, what the news talk radio world is discussing comes from the folks who are supplying me with lots of information, especially on Fridays, the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Folks there summarize the stories and the people who have made it the top 10 list. So let me go through that before we get into something that comes from one of the radio stations that carry this program. I want to acknowledge some work that's being done by these people in a story that is surprising. That's coming up in just a moment. First, though, the list from Talkers of the big stories of the week. At number 10, March Madness. I still say, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, that it doesn't feel this year like there's as much excitement and people wrapping themselves around March Madness like they have in the past. I was on CBS last night. I was falling off to sleep. Yeah, it's a big deal on the networks, and I know there's lots of people who are paying attention to it. But it seems at this point almost trite. Maybe that's what it is. It's so predictable. There are some things that come and go every year, and that predictability may somehow or other just take away at this point in our lives from the interest in it. People want to have something new and different.
Well, I think it really depends on where your interests lay. I think that if you like basketball, then this is a thrilling, exciting thing that happens every year, just like the Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl happens every year, and I don't especially like football, so I go and eat food, but I don't really care about what happens, whereas I like basketball, so March Madness is exciting to me. But
all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it all depends. If you don't care about it, then you don't care about it.
So how's your bracket?
Not great.
All right, at number 9, shall we use the big voice announcer? We probably should when I go through these on Fridays. People get a kick out of the big voice announcer that makes a formality of this work that we do for Talkers Magazine. So let's do at number 10. Or
number 10.
There he is. Okay, March Madness. And then we move to
number 9.
Brady. Tom Brady.
Number 8.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
hold
wait
on
a second.
I'm telling him to calm down. The Tom Brady jersey thing. His jersey recovered. Wow. That's number 9. Woo.
Number 8.
Slow week. This is a story that I have refused to talk about. I'll mention it, but that's it. I'm not going to talk about it. That gang rape that was all over Facebook this week. A lot of people did talk about it. I made a decision not to. Number 7. Oh, wait a minute.
Number 7.
One of Mr. Putin's most ardent critics was assassinated. What a surprise, huh? Woo!
Number 6.
Number 6, yet another story. I didn't talk about this, but it was just one sentence, because I don't see any good that comes of discussing things like this. The rape case in a high school in Maryland. Number 6.
Number 5.
Terrorist attack that took place in London.
Number four.
The investigation into the consultant, the media, and election consultant, Mr. Manafort, Paul Manafort.
Number three.
Number three, wiretapping allegations. Apparently, there is something to them after all.
Number two.
Confirmation hearings for Mr. Gorsuch at the Supreme Court.
Number one.
And the discussion of the health care bill. So let's spend a moment or two on that. The last 24 to 48 hours have been pretty dramatic, as many of you who have been following this know. A lot of tense negotiations yesterday, quiet meetings with the House Freedom Caucus and others that didn't produce a closing deal, as we hear in this report.
Thursday afternoon, House Republicans delayed the expected vote on their party's health care bill. Leading up to the planned vote, the Trump administration and Republican House leaders were lobbying their fellow lawmakers to support the bill. If all the Democrats vote no as a group, Republicans can only afford 21 dissenting votes. And with estimates that 20 to 30 Republicans don't support the bill in its current form, its passage is in jeopardy. President Donald Trump campaigned with a promise to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and it seems the White House put all its faith in the GOP's American Health Care Act.
There's Plan A and Plan A. We're going to get this done.
I think it comes from the book written by Donald Trump, It's My Way or the Highway. So let's see where all of that goes. Let's then, in a moment, I'm going to pause for a moment here so we can get all the announcements in that we need to get in, and then I'm going to take you to KMMS land, and we're going to find out what's going on in Montana from their perspective. Very important consideration here of a very important national problem. That's up next here on the Good Day program. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number 1 by Inc.com and number 2 by Forbes.com. This 2-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. and America's Navy is already there.
All right, so I want to, this is, by the way, 16 past the hour. Jack Stephan here with Kara Schillen. Focus on the news from Montana. I often get information from various affiliates that carry this program. They send me a lot of info about what's going on in their neck of the woods. And every once in a while, there's something that really piques my interest. And I like reading about this particular station, KMMS, which is carrying a story about the Montana Healthcare Foundation and their State Department of Health and Human Services, who released a report this week about the steps that they're taking, practical steps to address the exploding drug problem in Montana. Who would have thought? Well, the problem is that this drug usage problem in Middle America is becoming huge. Part of it is that jobs are being lost on the farm, and there are a lot of communities that just don't have any other work. And the fact that drugs are so easily available, people are bored, whatever it is. Substance use disorder is the newly coined term that healthcare and law enforcement are using. The Montana Healthcare Foundation, through its CEO, attended a summit at the legislature in Montana addressing the meth problem, the abuse of methamphetamine in the state of Montana. The fellow's name is Aaron Wernham, and he said, quote, "We just had a summit that was hosted by the Montana Senate. We heard from both law enforcement and healthcare officials on what a huge problem meth is, heroin is, opioids in general. Most of the hospitals have listed drug use as one of their top priorities." So I guess these people felt it was important to take a look at what the state can do to strengthen treatment, prevention, the just say no approach, the drug war, it's been called since George Bush's father started it in, it was what, 1988 or 9, somewhere in there. So the number of people who are, this is an interesting place to start here with this, the crime, drug abuse, that sort of thing, and what it leads to, the number of children in foster care who come from situation from homes where drug abuse is a problem has doubled in the last 5 years. 6% of state-approved facilities have any programming for women, pregnant women, children, women with children who are drug users. Drug overdoses, 2,500 emergency room visitors, 250 deaths in Montana. There are only a few approved facilities providing outpatient treatment, inpatient treatment, small number of community health care centers. Some of the Indian tribes have got a problem with this, and they're trying to run programs. So it's very, I just find it fascinating, because most people who are on the coast don't realize what a big problem this is. Drug problems, emotional problems, jail, all that sort of thing. It's exploding. It's putting real pressure on the jail, which brings us around to wondering whether these people should be in the criminal justice system if they're just using. If you're selling, you should be in the criminal justice system, and you should, the key to your cell should be thrown away. But if you're just using, there's a problem, obviously, that develops around that, or is finding out the reason for you getting onto drugs is probably part of it. But I thought you'd find that compelling, interesting, and surprising that there is so much drug use in a state like Montana that they're making it the priority that they have. So that, thanks for the info, KMMS. Appreciate it, and I wanted to pass it along because I think it's something that a lot of people would talk about were they to focus on it a little bit. So we did that. It's a Friday, 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Stephan.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Beach Boys, crank it up, Kara. All right, so Brian Wilson of the aforementioned Beach Boys was backstage waiting to perform in Indio, California at the Fantasy. I wanted to go see this. This was last weekend, but I couldn't get tickets.
It's gotten great reviews.
Oh, yeah.
As great, you can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so he's doing his Pet Sounds 50th anniversary tour. He heard that Chuck Berry had died, and he said, "I was shocked, kind of scared me," he said. I don't know why it scared me, but it was a shock. Berry was an important inspiration for some of the music, as we know,
yeah,
from the suit where Chuck Berry sued Brian Wilson and his family for the Sweet Little 16. I think we told that story yesterday. Mm-hmm. But then they became friends. And Brian says he taught me how to write rock and roll melodies the way the vocals ought to go. His lyrics were very good. They were unusually good. Johnny B. Goode, he liked a lot. All about a young child who played his guitar, telling stories. And we all know that Chuck Berry is a great storyteller. So you sound out, listen to some of the Beach Boys songs, and you hear some great stories as well. Surfing USA was the song that Chuck Berry got writing credit on, because it was learned that the Beach Boys actually, or Brian, stole the stuff from Chuck Berry. That's when they became friends. So anyway, the situation here, when you think about it, Chuck Berry is one of those people, he didn't fall into the wallpaper, but he wasn't appreciated as often as the case for what his real contributions were. He was a guy that had fun on stage, and he had a rather lecherous life, but he still was a prolific writer of songs for other people, and he influenced production. He had all kinds. I mean, this is all this guy did with his life. That's all he did with his life. His whole life was all about performing and writing and smoking weed and chasing 14-year-old girls around. I like that stuff. So, hey, don't speak ill of the dead. Suppose. All right, let's get to something a little more contemporary. Deborah Harry is her name. but she goes by Blondie on stage. She has a new song out called Long Time, which is pretty friendly. It's upbeat. It'll be on her upcoming LP, Pollinator, which is out in May. Let's listen to this and see what we think about it. Crank it up, Kent, will you? The song is called Long Time. This lady, 60.
I'm feeling a little Heart of Glass in there, right?
One, two, three in there. Oh, yeah, this is good stuff, actually.
I mean, that backbeat is, yeah.
Yeah, the backbeat
is. It sounds like Heart of Glass.
Yeah, crank it up, please, again. Still a thousand miles away. This will be all over the pop stage. AC stage will love this because it gives them a connection to a lady that's been doing.
Yeah.
The people that run these stations are dying to have some contemporary music from artists that the people listening actually know.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, some of these names that nobody's ever heard of before, and they're in for one time and then they're out again. So there are lots of people contributing on this LP. Sia, Laurie Anderson. Radio Dave's, is it Psytech? I don't know. Dave Psytech?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joan Jett. Anyway, so this is her 11th record, her 11th album. The last time she had one was 2014 called Ghost of Download. They're going to work on with a North American tour starting July 5th. She's working with Garbage. I don't know. See, that's
they were like a rock band from the 90s, 2000s.
All right, good for Blondie, 28 after the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Conversation about what's going on in the real world. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour, spending some time during this hour on Fridays going through the stories and the people. I went through the top 10 stories of the week according to Talkers Magazine that have been discussed on News Talk radio stations like the one that you're listening to. So let's go to the people list and work our way through some of the people, maybe a comment or two here and there. We'll use the big voice announcer again, because I know how thrilling that is for a lot of you. So here we go.
Number 10.
Tom Brady is at number 10. No surprise there with the focus on the jersey.
Number 9.
Dennis Voronikov, who was the Putin critic that got sort of dispatched.
Number 8.
Shouldn't laugh about it. He's gonzo. Sean Spicer, the press secretary, is number 8.
Number 7.
Paul Ryan, the minority leader in the House.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Vladimir Bad Vlad Pukin Putin.
Number 5.
Devin Nunes.
Number 4.
Paul Manafort.
Number 3.
Mr. Obama.
Number two.
Mr. Gorsuch.
Number one.
Mr. Trump. There's a name that's not on the list, and this is not a criticism aimed at talkers, but there's a name that ought to be on the list as far as I'm concerned, and that name is Khalid Masood. Khalid Masood, 52 years of age, murdered three people before he was killed by police in London. He was obsessed with all kinds of things, including Daesh, which has claimed responsibility for what went on in England on Thursday. The situation on the Westminster Bridge, then the storming of Parliament, stabbing of a police officer, came from Kent. When you look at him, you'd be surprised, for those of you who think in terms of traditional Englishmen, because he's not, dark-skinned, from Middle Eastern roots. It's interesting, as I look around some of the coverage of this, whose face have I seen looking at the videos, but Piers Morgan, all over the place. Went back to England because he couldn't keep a job here in America, and is a reporter for a couple of the London-based news organizations with his own spin on it. He's never seen a story that he couldn't try to make his own or make himself seem more important than the story. All right, so that's a sidebar. Khalid Masood was killed outside of Parliament. A lot of really gross, grotesque pictures. The British, if you look in the Sun and the Guardian and some of the other papers from over there, they're much more interested in the gory details, and they're the people that run the newspapers are happy to oblige with all kinds of really, really trollopy kinds of pictures about things. Anyway, as far as Masood is concerned, Scotland Yard said that he had some convictions for assaults, possession of weapons, that sort of thing, public order offenses, but nothing really serious, no terror offenses, even though he was on the watch list. And frankly, even though this is politically incorrect, when I look at a picture of him, he does look like someone that ought to be on the list. Now, that's something people say, oh, my God, did you hear what Stefan just said? He's, I'm saying what is obvious. There are a lot of dark-skinned, big-nosed people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and younger, that are suspicious. The people who do these sorts of things, not always, but more often than not, are. But if you try to round all of them up, you see that's the problem with digging into this or saying it even. This is what you would expect, although there are plenty of people who were not of that ilk that have committed atrocities. But more often than not, these are the people that are being watched. He lived in Birmingham before he moved to London. Or no, I guess he moved to Birmingham after he lived in London first, grew up there, and then went up to Birmingham. So anyway, I'm not going to get into the details because most everybody knows what's going on. Yeah, he was a religious convert to Islam and started following. He's a teacher, English teacher, in a high school in London, or up in Birmingham, sorry. The people that lived around him said he seemed to be like a nice fellow. He's got an Asian wife, young child, seemed to be a pretty good guy. That's the old business about not telling a book by its cover. But really been massive focus on this. The Brits are all over it. And an American couple was involved in this, as you probably know. Anyway, that's the story of the people who are on the list, including one that isn't on the list, but somebody that's being discussed a great deal. Meanwhile, back here in the States, there's a vote that took place yesterday in the United States Senate that will affect many of you. The folks who provide internet usage to you are going to be able to sell your information to advertisers, according to a vote which many thought was a consumer. This was a vote to overturn what was a consumer-friendly internet privacy rule, as we hear in this report.
If you're annoyed or weirded out by advertisements that seem to know you a little too well, we have some bad news. The Senate just approved a resolution that will kill an Obama-era internet privacy regulation that stopped cable and internet service providers from gathering information about you. ISPs like Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T will no longer need consent from customers to glean their information and sell it to advertisers. Advocates for the companies said the regulations were an unnecessary burden on them, and the Senate agreed. Opponents of the bill say this costs people personal freedom at the expense of profits for corporations. The Electronic Frontier Foundation said this new rule leaves Americans, quote, at the complete mercy of cable and telephone companies who would face no federal repercussions for monetizing and reselling your personal information without your permission. The vote still needs to go through the House.
Well, so here's my take on this. There are some good things that are happening as a result of the changing wind in Washington, and there are some bad things. There are regulations that are good for you, and there are regulations that are not necessarily good for you. And in this circumstance, I don't agree with this one iota, not one bit. There was a rule that was put into effect last year requiring the people that he was talking about, Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, and that ilk, to get each customer's permission before sharing information, like the websites they visit. And the internet providers don't want to do that. They want to be able to sell that information, use it to make money, so that you can be targeted with ads that are specific to how you're using the internet. I don't know about you, Kara, but I find I get ads and stories all the time that are based on what I'm looking for, the news I'm looking for, the stories that I follow. So I don't know that this is any different than what's already been going on, frankly.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I would prefer not to have more of it. This morning I was looking at my Facebook page and I got advertisements for water coolers, which I did research on to get for our building last week. So,
really?
Yeah, and I didn't research it on my phone. I researched it on the computer, but Now I'm getting ads on Facebook, so that's nice.
But you see, that's the era. That's what we've done.
Yep.
We've signed off on this by using all this equipment, all these devices. We're signing off on it. Not good. Here's something that is good. I want to highlight two radio stations. This is my focus on radio comes from my love of radio. And sometimes I talk about what's going on radio stations. This is, in a manner of speaking, I suppose, a little extra information from the kind of material you'd find if you went to talkers.com and read about some of the stations, some of the people that are doing the work. And this is a tip of the hat to a station in Atlanta, WPZE, which had a drive this week to raise money for St. Jude's Research Hospital in Memphis. And over the course of the week, they raised over $300,000 to give to St. Jude's. So, congratulations. See, there is such good work that's being done. Promotions like that, $300,000. And then there was another radio station that did some good this week. I'm sure there are a lot of stations. These are two that came to my attention. A radio station in Manchester, News Radio 610, which is in the Portsmouth and Manchester area. They held their radiothon that goes on every year, and they gathered for 12 hours. They were on the air promoting the request to get money to benefit veterans. $140,000 they raised to benefit veterans and the work that's being done to help them. So congratulations to News Radio 610 in New Hampshire. $140,000 raised this week, an example of two things being done by very community conscious and good radio stations, of which there are plenty out there. But those two, I thought I saw the information and I'd pass it along to you. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer.
Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta-carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Venatrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Venatrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathman. You know, not being a parent makes me an expert on parenting. So since I am this said expert, I'd like to share some of my wisdom to begin the new year with you. If there's one thing you can do to ensure your child's success, it's teach them to think and work. Every week I hear employers tell me how hard it is to find good employees. And I also hear from people that it is difficult to find a good job. I've seen people get fired because they won't put down their cell phone and work with both hands. My dad always told me that if I was willing to work, someone would always pay me to provide value. So take it from me, the parenting expert, teach your kids to work. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Calcium, potassium, iron, and vitamin D all help to build a better body.
Calcium plays an important role in our bones.
But dietitian Kate Saratsky says there are more benefits to the nutrient that comes in milk, almonds, and leafy greens.
Calcium is also very important in muscle contraction, and it helps control our blood pressure.
Potassium is an electrolyte that also supports healthy muscles and blood pressure, and getting it is easy.
If you eat more fruits and vegetables, you're going to get more potassium.
If some of those vegetables are leafy greens, you'll be adding iron, too. Beans, meats, and seafood are even better sources of the nutrient.
The role of iron in our body is to help carry oxygen around to our working muscles.
And Zaratsky says vitamin D helps your body absorb calcium and boosts your immune system. Get this nutrient with a cold glass of fortified milk, mushrooms, or fatty fish. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, 47 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen on Good Day. So I was talking earlier about how this law that was passed in the Senate, be signed, probably isn't good for us. Social media and the information that you've been searching for becomes the pulp of ads. So that's something bad that happened this week. Something good that happened this week, on the other side, from my perspective anyway, is the approval of the Keystone Pipeline, which will officially today be approved. And so the delay on this project, which has been, four or five years, the people who have made it a flashpoint in the debate about climate change. State Department is telling their minions they're going to recommend the pipeline in the interest of the oil needs of our country. And so it's an $8 billion deal, take 2 years to do, and good. I'm happy that they're doing it. I'm not happy about the pipeline that was done in the Dakotas, the way it was done. I'm not sure we've heard the end of that, but in this case, this is a 1,700-mile pipeline that will carry oil from Alberta, Canada, down to the refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast. And good, I'm happy. Just to go back for a second to this whole business about social media and what we are getting because we're victims, I guess the thing is if you don't want social media to define how you relate to some of the people in your life or things in your life, don't use it. It's pretty simple, right? Food for thought. 10 before the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
At 53 and change past the hour to visit with Uri Geller. Uri and his website, urigeller.com, responsible for lots of really cool information about what's going on in your mind as a mental, well, some people call Uri a mentalist. I don't know whether I agree with that. It's always sometimes, I don't like labels, and Uri doesn't like them necessarily either. But you are, and people search for ways to describe you. And so I think that comes out of discussing what makes you tick. People are different. Yeah, go ahead.
I like the word mentalist because it really it doesn't tell you anything about what you do. It basically tells you that you're a mental case, and that's it. But really, a mentalist is a person that has kind of maybe supernatural powers, mm-hmm. but it doesn't write it out clearly. Therefore, when one labels himself a mentalist, he either has real, genuine powers of the mind or supernatural powers, mm-hmm. or he's just a very good magician. And I remember when I started my performances in 1968 in Israel, the poster usually said, "Come to a fascinating parapsychological evening with Uri Geller. don't forget to bring your broken watches and your spoons. So people really didn't know what to expect. And when I demonstrated telepathy on stage, it really looked more like some kind of a mental exercise of the mind. And this is what I do today. I teach people how to exercise their brain, because, you know, scientists do say that we use only about 10% of our brains. Can you imagine if we would be able to use 11 or 12 or 15? I think that's where teleportation kicks in. I do believe, I know it sounds like it's taken out of a science fiction movie, but someday we will be able, with the power of our mind, to teleport ourselves from point A to point B. And that's the future.
A lot of people think that you're assuming a lot when you come up with that stuff, because everybody's mind is different. I think some people will not be able to get out of their own way in order to do that, and other people will, with training or skill, or maybe just by learning themselves how to do it. It's a belief in yourself and what you can do that determines your destiny. I think there are a lot of people who say, well, I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Look at your beginning. Yeah. You didn't come from anything that was great, and look what happened to you.
You're absolutely right. But you see, Doug, you also have to look at years passing by. 6,000 years ago, when humanity started understanding what is writing and talking and language and so on, and 6,000 years is relatively a very tiny portion of time. You know, we are about a quarter of a million years old, that's all. Can you imagine what will happen a million years from now? A million years, you know, our brains are expanding, our skull is growing. You know, I have at home a rock crystal. It's a skull. It's made from rock crystal, but it has an elongated brain. It looks like an extraterrestrial's brain. So this is why we think that extraterrestrials master teleportation, because they can activate UFOs and fly through the universe. We will be doing that someday, too.
Well, there are pictures of the old Egyptians. There are pictures of people that didn't look like they came from that area, or even from the planet Earth. I have long said this. I think you've heard me say it before. I don't believe that we developed here on this planet at all. I think we came from different planets around the universe.
Very much so. I do believe, too, maybe a UFO crashed. We kind of rolled out of it, and that's how humanity started.
Yeah. And then there's that, the crystal skull I know you're talking about reminds me, for people who want to visualize it, if you saw the Indiana Jones movie, I think it was the second from the last one, that focused on the crystal skull, that's kind of what you're talking about. It looks like that.
Exactly. That is a part of the film. Someone made it for me after seeing the movie. But then I have also skulls that are like 2,000-3,000 years old that were used for rituals.
All right. So there's always something interesting. You see pictures of all of this at Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, who joins us with Conversation 50.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.